Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap, and your smooth R&B for the ladies. So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you ever had, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like
welcome one and all. Welcome to the one and only most interactive, most entertaining, most exciting station on strand or airways right now going on. It is the LLBP Radio Show. Oh, bing bong, yes.
That's some different
things. Yeah, bing bong. And I am your host and the most. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J, the Zebra. Best believer, hey, I have in the building my engineer, my firstborn, my boo-boo. Come here, Merlo. You already know what up, baby boy. That way. And shout out to the owner of New Beat Radio, Steve. Mo Hype.
Yep.
Hey, I didn't know he was a real representative one time. DJ Mo Hype did this thing. Hold it down for new beat, new face, new view, new groove. We all over this new. We just doing the newness.
The new.
Shout out New Beat Radio Show. We hope you are enjoying the show today. We have an interview for you tonight. We have in the building a return interview, should I say. He's multi-talented, multi-faceted. And this family coming with a new group. Daddy got a new bag.
You know, I stay with a different bag.
He got like 10 jobs. I'm tired, though. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be on my grown people same thing and introduce you to our interviewee of the evening. It goes by the name of Mr. Brandon White. Did I want snap, snap, clap, clap? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Indiana's finest, Indianapolis finest, sir.
Yes.
What hustle, what entrepreneurial deal do you have going on at this time?
Before I even jump off into that, man, I just want to say thank you for allowing me this platform once again to get another business out here to people that might not know what I got going on. So, thank you.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate all my entrepreneurs. If you have a business or something that you like to promote, please get in touch with us. We would love to help you promote you. We support our city. We support each other. Please pay it forward. That's how it works.
How it works. But today, I am talking about Be the Hands, Relaxation, and Will.
Wait a minute, stop.
Oh.
Be the Hands. Relaxation?
No, relaxation.
Relaxation. No, I was on a whole nother match.
Nah, no sensation.
Relaxation
and wellness.
And wellness. Okay. So is the beat for you or the beat for the?
Well, it's a play on words, so.
So that's quite intellectual.
Coming back from Atlanta, I thought about that. You know, I ain't
going
to say what was on my mind or what was in the car while I was driving. But, however.
be that as it may.
Be that as it may. I just thought about, that sounds catchy. And then I woke up the next day and said, I want to get paid to retire.
And I'm just going to ask you. A lot of masseuses, I thought, were women, but I looked, when I looked up, when we talked, I looked up masseuse.
What?
And I see that there are actually a lot of men who partake in that, women happen to love that.
Well, Ms. Jackson, let me clarify that. I am not a masseuse, nor am I a licensed massage therapist.
Okay, well, tell us exactly what you are so that we can understand.
However, I am a licensed esthetician.
Okay. Please explain for all of novice people, what is an esthetician?
An esthetician is somebody that specializes.
Okay. Some of you ladies.
Yes.
Some of y'all, and some of you men, because y'all moon craters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all wouldn't have to use as much makeup if you went and seen your esthetician.
Yes.
Somebody, you're going to get you some of that state dermatologist or somebody to help you get through your situation. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so you are into skin.
Yeah, I'm into skin.
So talk about the skin and how does that come into play with your relaxation situation?
Massaging, is more than just massage. You know, a lot of people don't
elaborate.
So, a lot of times when you're rubbing on somebody or you're causing some type of friction or you're heating up the body, you're disturbing all type of toxins in your body.
Okay.
With me being a licensed esthetician, I learn about how to detoxify the body. So with the massages that I give, I'm also using a detoxifying method to where you're really getting more than just a massage when it comes to it.
Okay.
They don't know that.
They don't know that you got to rub the toxins of out.
They don't understand. But
so as you rub it, are you explaining to them what you're doing, or are you just giving them a blessing that they actually don't come up on?
I'm definitely giving them a blessing that they don't even know that's about to come about.
Look at God. When we do it,
once the service is over, I do provide my clients with a bottle of water and explain to them why I'm giving them a bottle of water and why they should drink water the rest of that day and most of the next day.
Well, tell us now, why should they be drinking all this water?
Well, see, if you come in to be the Hands Relaxation and Wellness, located at 4857 Oakwood Drive, 46254.
Say that again for those in the back row. Back it up.
That was my rewind. Okay. 4857 Oak Brook Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46254. When you come in to book a massage, it's just you booking a massage. But, like I said, once I get done with the service, I explain that it's a tool that I use.
Okay.
Some massage therapists out there, they might know what I'm talking about, but it's a certain thing that I use while administering my massages that help detoxify the body. And they might think it's just a relaxation tool or it feels good to them, but it's actually detoxifying them at the same time as I'm getting this. So that's why, you need to drink the water the rest of that day and the, some of the next day.
Well, I have people that are asking questions on the tape now. Once, I need a facial. Yeah. And want to know how much an hour for the massages. And does he get feet?
Do I get feet? I'm going to start with that question first. Get feet how? Like in a paraffin wax? If so, yes. I definitely do a great paraffin foot.
Now that makes your feet feel so soft and cold. And it makes your feet, ladies, if like, you have not ever, yes, if you have not dipped in the hot wax, let me tell you about that wax. That paraffin wax is amazing. You put it in the little booty deal. You put it in there and it's a hot wax. Especially being on front. Ooh, Jesus. I thought my toe was going to melt. But after I got off in 20 there, oh my goodness, I pulled it out, put that booty on there, put that little bag around and locked the head. I pulled it off.
I know about it.
Brand new. Feet was brand new like a baby. I always rub my feet on like five different people. Don't feel that
there. You
don't feel that
there. That's not the only service that you can get to make your skin feel that.
My feet.
The hands, the back, the thighs, the neck, whatever.
Also, I'm going to get some brand new you know my birthday coming, so I'm concerned about getting my skin getting older because, black don't crack, but sometimes it will go ahead and dead or something. So I want to make sure that my dents are not dead that I work with.
I mean, I got spot crack there.
Oh, honey, man.
Bobby
Brown. Talk about them, because, I know what taco wraps is. I know what, other wraps food wraps. I don't know what body wraps are. Like, wait a minute, the taco wraps, when you put the taco peanut butter on it. You let me have, baby girl, you let me have.
Oh, body wrap,
I need a full body for an hour.
I get to my. Okay, that's great. I'm always running questions. I'm going to give my contact information to your real phone.
It's actually my hand.
Okay, hey.
Hey, Courtney. Yes. Oh, man, I want you to know this for all my people listening in radio world and newbie or Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to my Blog Talk Radio, by the way. If you'd like to contact us and call us, please call in and speak to us directly to Brandon or myself. Or to Samir, you can call in at 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. Or you can call us to New Beat Radio. Our local number is 317-288-7454. Again, that's 317-288-7454. But, yes, Miss Lang, I just want to let everybody know once again, Coco the hairstylist is banging. Before the show got started, my hair was the show. 36 inches strong all day long, 3 feet of lovey-dovey hair, incorporate that yours truly. Come, come down in 7. I'm happy to go. Get your sun, get your sun. But anyway, while she up here talking about the service, we never got to, is there an hourly fee? How does your life just go?
Continuously running sessions. But my massage for an hour was $60.
$60 an hour, ladies.
For a hot stone massage, I do believe it's $75 for an hour.
Okay, question. I don't know what a hot stone why are you putting hot rocks on me? I don't want no burns on my skin. Please explain why you going to put a hot rock on me first.
So you think you're going to put a hot rock that's going to burn you up?
Because it's a whole lot of stones that ain't never had a hot rock.
Yeah.
So
you're absolutely right.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate and ask you questions.
So a hot stone massage is typically you do have stone, flat stone, smooth, flat stone.
Okay.
And they're heated. And what they really, really do is they target muscle spasms or muscle tension. Mm-hmm. And it helps actually milk that muscle like butter.
Oh, I think I need a pocket full of stone.
Hey,
I need a pocket full of time. I need some stones.
You know, each person's tolerance to heat is going to be different. So
absolutely.
You definitely have to be careful because some do like their rock a little higher than
others.
You really don't.
You have to use it like the gradual.
Yeah, if I can hold them in my hand and I got oil on my hands, if I can hold them in my hand and don't have to flip them around,
then they're not too hot.
Then they're not too hot.
Okay.
And also, you know, you don't never just want to directly put them on the skin. You don't want.
That's like. Okay.
That's like if you sleep and somebody drops some water on you. It's going to shock you.
I know.
So you never want to put that hot rock directly on somebody's back. You want to worship. You want a body to feel the heat coming from that rock. And then you put that rock right on their skin. Make it,
do that same thing.
This was a person right here. Well, they would be getting fit. That'll be
$60.
And I'm giving y'all some free knowledge for anybody that's watching my hand movements right now.
I'm like, you need the heck out of this bread over here. You putting your work.
Y'all don't see what I'm doing, but I'm giving y'all free game, man. No.
You know, that's game recognized game, but you know, sometimes LC, you can't game it to be sold, not sold.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
pay for me to test it now.
Yeah?
You gotta pay for it. It was a lot of people that used to get free massages, and they always told me, man, you should look into doing it. And I did. Thank y'all. And for everybody
that told me
that I should get paid to do what I do,
I'm going to do that.
I salute you because now I'm getting paid to do what I like to do. And now you got to pay me.
So you enjoy your exercises. Everybody don't enjoy their work.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
What is the negative side?
The negative side?
Yes, there has to be.
It ain't no negative side.
Really?
Remember why it ain't no negative side? Because I like to please. Whether it's doing a massage or doing a facial or doing a Brazilian.
I ain't the Brazilian.
So, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm borderline a perfectionist. You know,
it's borderline the sad thing going on.
So, you know, it's a win-win. You know, I get to make sure that your day is filled with some type of light.
Okay.
And I'm getting paid for this. That's a win-win.
That's a win-win. You get to make somebody smile. That's a beautiful thing. That is a good thing. So, they have a stigma about massages and due to the massage parlors, you know, and what go on in the boom boom room as a massage park.
You know.
So, or can you?
I can't speak on nothing that I have no power with. I've had over 200 massages from as far east as the Bronx, New York, and as far west as Hawaii.
Okay.
And I've never in my life had a happy ending for Mama Sue come on me. So I can't speak intelligently on something that I've never experienced myself.
Okay, understandable.
Now, with that, on the flip side, you will not get a happy ending with me. Period, point blank.
So ain't no boom boom, and the boom boom mom makes you pay by the hour.
Nah, this isn't an illegal operation.
I'm just asking because people be inquiring minds. A lot of people assume certain things. You know, in certain industries, they just assume.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to step out the professional realm for a small.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather get paid by individual $5 times $60 than me, you paying one time $60 and we have sex And now you expect this service for free all the time.
How about that?
I got bills to pay. I got businesses to run, and I got mouths to feed. You see what I'm saying? So I would never jeopardize what I love more than God himself. I mean, not I don't love money more than God, I'm sorry.
The next thing under that is
money. And taking care of my family. So I would never jeopardize anything that's going to stop my money. Patrick can tell you, I've been about my money since he's known me.
I'm not about to.
Nah.
That's it up, man.
Never. Why? For one, and then I'm going to tell you what happened. You do that with one client, and then the word is out. Now, listen. You have married women or women that are in relationships, their man isn't going to allow them to come to me to get a massage because of what they heard.
Absolutely.
So why out at the beach sell? Why even put myself in that position to jeopardize everything? And now I'm not doing nothing. I done created a business and it failed. I don't want to create a business and fail. Who wants
I
to do it?
I said business and pledge. Make up your own mind. You got to be a hoe on your own time.
Straight up.
Real life.
You know, it's got
to create business from person.
I've had several individuals, you know, say something after the fact, whether it be in person or DM or whatever. You know, and I just got to tell them, you know, it's just got to be a level of professionalism.
Absolutely.
I can't cross that. You know, now if the shoe was on the other foot, you know, you didn't get no further and you told me that, then, you know, things could have probably been different. But once you have logged into my spouse and
turned out
and booked you an appointment,
game over.
It's closed.
Game over.
Now, if you stop being my client, totally. But I don't know.
Man, I'd rather have my money. You were never my bank. You can't mess up. You never had. But I know I had your money.
I know I had that.
That I know I had.
I'm here. I'm telling you. You here because of that.
On your dress. So why would I throw it all away about a little bit of something that's so plentiful?
Plentiful. I'm talking about everywhere.
All between.
Everywhere.
So how long have you been doing this? Making folks happy?
Professionally, I've been a licensed esthetician since October of last year.
Okay.
Given my sizes, though.
Yeah. You know what? I'm concerned about you answering that question because that might go before you had went into professionalism.
Well, definitely. I was definitely not professional doing that.
You just learned your craft before you got the license
and
to kill.
And you know, the crazy thing is, I thank my past for blessing my future.
I feel the same way. I'm going to talk about that one day, and I'm going to go to hell for it. I'm going to say that out the gate, because when I say it, it's going to be a lot of my family members are going to be like, you're very interested. You're going to hell, but I'm telling you. I'm going to tell it, and I'm going to tell it my way. And but go ahead and tell me about how you want to thank your pay.
I mean,
blessing your teeth.
I, you know, I had my run.
We all do. I'm
about
better than others.
I'm about to be 33.
Oh, you old now. The crust fell all off of you. I'm trying to get you signed up for that AARP like me. You tried it, you tried it.
Can I get it early?
You tried it. I don't think
they're going for the Okie doke. But, you know, just being with different women, you know, throughout my years of living and learning the different mechanisms of each individual, because no two women are the same. No two women.
Say that again.
No two women like the same movement.
Ooh, so, tell it, tell it.
So being able to lock in and remember what certain women like that others didn't help me mold my cognitive thinking to incorporate it in the business. To know, you know, okay, if I do this movement right here, how your body should react. And if it doesn't react that way, let me try something different real quick because I got all these memories locked in.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you something. So, before I ask you the question I want to ask, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Are any of your clients men? And if so, do they get the same massage?
Because everybody.
Let me ask you this reason why I said that way. Not because I think you show a gender favoritism, but because anatomically, men are women. Men and women are different. We have a little bit different muscles that, you know, we utilize, and some that are theirs are obviously bigger in some areas, and some ours are bigger in some areas or more defined, should I say? And they,
bang.
But yeah. So
when I do males, unfortunately, the black community, males, they're so macho that it's against them. You know,
and that was where I was going.
But, you know, I understand because there's so many women doing it, why I come to a man. I understand that. But to answer your question, I've had three males.
Mm-hmm.
All three be Caucasian.
Okay.
Two returned.
Okay, that's the important part.
Right. Two returned. One has returned more than twice. And I got those three individuals off group line.
Now that's cool. That is cool. That is good.
So,
that means you got the advertisement up.
Indeed. But, The B part of your question, I'm a male that gets massages.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I like to see.
Absolutely.
So I incorporate that with the other knowledge that I have with giving massages and administer that to the men. So all three of the men like my massage. Was I hesitant to do it? No. Was I scared to do it? Yes, because I've never given a man a massage before.
I'm going to give you the ding dong. That's the ding dong, y'all. I'm not being pretty free. Ding dong. Because you used the word scared. Me and Barry Shelton used the word scared.
I was,
and that was brave to say the word scared. I know that's dumb, but it is because they tend not to be able to show emotion, especially those that aren't showing, you know, I'm macho, I'm the man, you
right.
know, I'm hard, I'm this, I'm that. But it's okay to have fear.
I have to,
or be afraid.
I had to talk to somebody, you know what I mean, before,
mm-hmm.
because the first male, like I said, he was off Groupon, so I knew when he bought his Groupon voucher. I knew that day, and I seen the man, so I'm like, okay. And then once he set his actual appointment, I was like, okay, he's really about to get a massage, like, in a week. So I had to talk to him. I'm like, hey, you know, how do I do certain things on a man for a massage? And, you know, they gave me those pointers and I just utilized, you know. I'm not afraid of any challenge. But just because I'm not afraid doesn't mean I'm not scared walking in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do understand that completely. I do. So, so Next, I want to know the different techniques of the situation. Like, you got the hot rock.
Okay.
You got the regular old. Because, see, everybody swear they can give them a massage. You know, they be like, hey, baby girl, come on over here and give me a massage.
Trash. I know massage therapists that are trash.
Say that and why.
Like,
I don't know. You're about to say who they are.
I would never disrespect
to nobody who whatever.
However, I don't know, man. It's just, I've been looking for certain stuff. Okay, that's okay. If you're a car salesman or a car saleswoman and you've been employee of the month for 3 years straight. That means you done sold more cars than anybody else that's working. You're good at your craft, right?
Absolutely.
So when now you want to go purchase a car and you're talking to that car salesman, you're looking for certain attributes.
Absolutely.
So that's the same with me. And I'm not even a massage therapist. And I can see what is missing in some of their techniques.
Okay, I understand. I know I went and had a massage before. And I want to say, I just want to put it out there to all my masseuses and my masseuses. That goddamn word it is now. All my masseuses and masseuses. Just because you got strong hands,
right,
don't mean you supposed to hurt me. I understand that massaging you relaxing the muscles, but I don't want to know how strong you are.
Right. There's ways to do things. Because, bro, you really hurt me.
It's not a pleasure. It's just fucking me up.
I do. Because.
Do you call me?
Nah. I don't call my friend. But I do want to take this time to shout out those that I do appreciate that give wonderful massages, which is Crystal Collins. This is what I do. I shout people out. I don't care about just myself. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to shine. Crystal Collins, Lens of the Hand, Loyalty, aka Step. I'm gonna just leave it at those three right now. There's no shade to nobody else, but those are the three I want to big up right now. And those are my five therapists. I'll find them on social media. I'm pretty sure somebody's tuned in. They can tag themselves.
Well, I think I could be a masseuse myself because.
Well, let's see what you got. Right here on the spot.
What happened? What was you over there? I don't got my juices.
Yeah.
Because I feel like me, I work a lot.
Okay.
I don't just go to my mouth and go. I work at a desk and stuff, but I also have my own business where I'm physical. I'm rocked up. Hey, it's rock up in there, you know. I see real life, and so I work, so my back is strong, my arms, but they get tight, you know, and I'm pound for pound, I'm muscle, just muscle, but my muscles get tight, and I know, like, when I work, there's certain things that I want, certain areas that always need special attention, i.e., my wing, right in that wing area, that's a muscle that, no, it's universal, whether I rub or, you know, whether my kids need a massage, mama, my back hurts, or whether I'm massaging your partner or whatnot, that massage rub, I want a massage. Rubbing wings out, up in your arms, up in your shoulders, you know what I mean, up in your neck area, and it's the tension area, along the spine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the attention parts. Those are universal.
Right.
And then you get to the personal. But those are customized, and they don't go, like, in certain regions. You're doing the most. I don't know, certain muscles, you know, get out there. But, yeah, I think I can do that.
Before you just start doing it, you're like,
I just think it. I don't think I want to be here. Here will be my query. This will probably be my bottom line. It rubbing and touching on everybody ain't for everybody. And like, I'm real funny acting. It ain't for your job. It's not for everybody. Because like, people are always joking about how small I am.
Mm-hmm.
So me being my age and my size, look, y'all, you want to see how I'm little, okay? I'm mega, uber, super duper little, okay? I'm little. I'm going to turn around and make no shut. I ain't that type of head. But, yeah, but I'm little, but I'm accustomed to the little life.
Right.
And though I've had partners that are, you know, healthy, Big Daddy.
Hey, it
ain't everybody you can rub on. If I be afraid about the Michelin layer. Don't hate me, big people.
I'm gonna tell you
how you handle that situation.
How do you handle that situation, sir?
Because if you look at my
reviews or whatever, if you look at my reviews, you see that all my reviews, regardless of who it is, they're almost the same. They're not generic, but they the truth. They all almost the same. So if I have a plus size individual or somebody that has some rough skin,
it concerns.
Yes. So listen, to give them the maximum experience,
would you give them the glove, love?
No.
Oh, tell you how that works. But I think
if they got concerns, if they got some contraindications on their skin.
Some people got like zits on their back, you know. I'm just saying that you get to rub it. I don't want you to pop no whitehead on me. So, massaging is personal. Your hand, it's hand to hand. The hand is skin direct.
Yeah.
It may not be for me. Don't
but,
do the service.
But,
it may not be for me.
Minus that, like the blackheads or pimples or whatever on their back. Like, if everybody's skin isn't welcoming to massage. It's not. So what
I
do,
it ain't welcoming to
my
eyes.
No, it's like easy to massage. It feels good when you rub them. It's just smooth and all that. Everybody doesn't have
it. Yeah, everybody don't feel like butter.
No.
What
I do when they have some type of skin that doesn't feel like super great,
You know what I do?
I remember that client that did have that. And you fantasize. Oh, you know what, John? He acted like he having sex with somebody else.
Oh.
Let me rub it.
Oh,
this is good time. Boy, she got that plastic can.
That's what it is. And I like that memory. So everybody that I deal with just same treatment. I don't want nobody to feel like they getting cheated.
I don't even. You know what? I would say. Give a shout out to the girl who you think about.
I will.
But I want you to know.
Well, one, they don't never have a name.
They just have
a kid. Because they're clients.
Exactly. Absolutely. Kid number 7X, double pimple.
Jeez,
I
literally might not remember their name nor their face, but I remember their skin. I remember how my hands flowed.
Oh, that's butter boot. How you doing, Miss Butter Booty? You know that's bad. Oh, my bitch feel like butter. I'm just saying, I'm definitely working with you. This is where we are. What you are. You butter booty.
Right, man.
I'm just trying to know. It's back off. Oh, pop, pop, pop. You gotta go up there and somebody and say, pop, pop. They don't even know what you are.
I don't think.
I'm just trying to know where you are with your. I just. Have you ever dreamed about one of your bad clients gone bad? Never, ever, ever?
No. A client that I didn't previously know before I got into this lifestyle.
Oh, okay. I know that.
No new client has ever been in my dream. Not one. Not one. I told you, it's like a on-off switch with me, man. That professionalism is everything. Because I'm gonna tell you why. I'm my own walking brain.
So you walk around beside yourself?
No, what I am the owner. I don't have the help of local magazine or local radio personality. That's why the first thing I did when I got on this show today was say thank you.
Not only
because you actually came to me.
Yes.
And I didn't have to go to you. I have never, nobody, not one person with the three current businesses I have and the companies that I ran before 2008, have I ever had anybody come to me and, you know, do what you've done. So I have, my name is all I have. My name and my word is all I have.
And you have a few friends.
And a few friends.
Look out for you. The thing is, I feel like that's our problem.
Right.
You know, paying it forward is so hard for us because it's every man for himself, God for us all.
Yeah.
And then we don't gotta be that petty. We don't gotta be that ugly.
It's about $6.8 billion that's probably gonna be burned tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Right. Really?
$9.8 billion is probably going to be burned tomorrow. Some new money is going to be made. It's so much money. Why are you going to hate on the next individual? All y'all can get some money.
Everybody can get paid. You got to find your niche.
Hey, which? All I do, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to give y'all some knowledge real quick. I promise you. I don't know another male black esthetician in the city of Indianapolis. A male esthetician, maybe a massage therapist, maybe a cosmetologist, maybe a sports massage. I don't. If y'all know one, you know, in the city of Indianapolis. So.
Well, here's the thing. Whether that be just you or 120 of you. Be the best you can be.
So right.
Because there's always going to be, even if you start out on your own,
yeah.
Somebody over here be like, shit, that nigga rub the back and stuff. I'm good at that too. Every little woman and they go
follow. I know I ain't gonna hate on.
But the thing is you just have to be the best at what you do. And because we got melanin, we have melanin in our skin, we have to not just be good. We have to be great.
Be an innovator in everything that you do.
But also be a motivator.
Motivator.
You know, because if you do not motivate somebody else, a lot of times when you need that motivation, it's not there for you. And every once in a while, you never know somebody's situation. You know, just like you said, nobody would ever come to me and holler back and say, hey, let me help you promote you. For free. That's love. But I love my people, and I love the fact that there are entrepreneurs in all ages, all both sex, two, three different sexes. You know, the gay, the transgender, the male, the female, they're black entrepreneurs, white, they're Asian, there's an explosion of businesses going on. But everybody don't have the money. The rich getting richer and the poor, we just trying to hang in there. You know, just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. So if I can do something to help my fellow man, when you see me next time, you be like, you know what? She all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you be like, you know what? Because she helped me, now I'm able to help the next person. And then that person helps somebody, and you never know, like I said, whose day you can make, whose business you can promote, whose life you can change. So I'm all about making a change. But I'm trying to find out for all my people again to let them know, like, for all these services that you do offer,
okay,
besides hot rocks and
hot stones,
kind of business, pocket full of stones.
You can get on my style feed. It's www.stylefeed.com/Brandon White. And you can see all the services that I offer.
Is there a price listing on there, sir?
Yes.
All right. Say that one more again for those in the back row that write real slow.
www.stylefeed.com/Brandon White.
Brandon White. Let's get on your esthetician side real quick. Cause we talked about the rubbing it out.
Okay.
Rubbing it out. All right. So wait a minute, real quick. So you rub feet too?
I rub feet. I do waxing. Brazilian.
Yeah, I know that feet ain't got an S on it, people. Yes, I know, but when it gets down to my toes, them feet.
Yeah.
I got plenty of children feet. They little and they
little like the heat. Little chicken like a heat.
But my feet are fat. They look fat. I got that.
Vienna sausage.
Wait a minute, hold on. No, I will kick wait a minute. We're gonna go. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to display my feet to everybody because that's the first one of things, though.
I'm going to tell y'all what they are.
My feet are not ugly.
Y'all want to see them?
They are on the
mark. Do y'all want to see her feet or no?
They're on the mark of mine, too.
Do y'all want to see her feet?
Oh, no, can you see my feet? We're showing my feet on our shoulders. I have feet that ugly. I do that
more.
Around my shoes. I have crisscross on my shoes. But I don't have fat Vienna sausage feet like that. I just think my toes are kind of fat. But what I'm saying is,
I rub on feet.
Do you wear gloves for feet? Because when you go to the, excuse me, people, but when you go to the Asian shops or whatever, the nail shop, they put the gloves, a lot of them put the gloves on.
Well,
do you put gloves on? Because, see, there's a fungus that dwells there in the city. We know about athlete feet.
When I do feet, yes, I wear gloves.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Now.
Pause for the call.
When I give massages, I do not wear gloves. However, I do a routine on my massage. But when I get to your feet, I go from one foot to the next, sanitize and sterilize my hands.
Okay. I need some sterilization and I'll be trying to know. Because everybody feet ain't. I say this. I'm gonna be on my grown lady and I'm gonna be real professional. A lot of times diabetics get, their feet worked on and stuff because the nerve tendons are going kind of dead or whatever, an atrophying or whatever. And kids, a lot of people don't have cute feet. I'm trying to be nice with my what, but and then you have to play with certain people's feet, and I'm not dogging the diabetics. I just pointed out some people have medical reasons. Some of y'all just tried life, and some still got some athlete feet from 1970. That's another Jerry Springer story. Give me your phone to bring me that. I just don't know, but you might go from a massage to the feet and somebody's face. That's their face or athlete's feet.
Nah. I spray my hands with 91% alcohol.
Then you spray their feet first. If somebody say they chew out and they feet stink and they want a massage,
I'm going to tell them for life. I have, restrooms with soaps and all that other stuff.
So you don't have no problem letting them know that they be stank?
No, I haven't had that problem. Only at school when I was in school that I had that problem. But not as a professional. I haven't had anybody with any bad body odor as a professional.
Well, that's good because people stink now. That's a lot of stanky folks around. I know I work with you. That's another good. Let me stop or I'll lose my job. Anyway,
anybody ask any questions?
I got one more question before we go. The necklace you got on.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about that necklace.
Uh-huh.
Tell my folks about this necklace. Could you describe it to my radio listeners, what it is? And
it's an argon stone. It repels.
Hold it up for my
It repels negative energy from people and electronics. To me, it's important. I'm big on energy. I feel like everybody should be big on energy. That's what keeps the earth where it's at.
Absolutely.
Floating away. So you got to believe in some type of energy and magnetic pool. But when you're rubbing on strangers, you don't know what type of spirits dwell within them.
They don't believe that, but that is so true.
You can definitely transfer energy by touch. So,
absolutely.
For all you wicked individuals out there that I might rub on or might not rub on, or just come in contact with at the grocery store, you never know. It repels your negative energy, so I don't absorb it in. And I'm going to tell you this. I've been wearing this for almost all this year. And I tell you, I feel so much better. I don't feel a lot of negativity around me. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but I want to believe that it's what I have around my neck. And I wear it like a S.
Got a superhero on your chest. I'm with that. I'm with that. Well, the thing is whether it does what it's supposed to or it's a mental thing. I don't know. I don't know nothing about stones. You say it works, then it works. And if that's your ass on your chest, then let it be that.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
That's your kryptonite.
I'm going to tell you this.
I call it your kryptonite.
I'm going to tell you this, though, and this is a fact. July 22nd of this year, I was in a very, very, very bad car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I totaled my Cadillac, but it was a head-on collision with a drunk driver.
Mm.
And you guys know that I walked away with the simple airbag burn on my forehead.
Wow, that was a blessing.
And she was really messed up. I didn't have absolutely nothing wrong with it. I mean, aches and pains and all that.
Okay, God.
But it was because of God, and I feel like it was because of that negative energy was expelled from me. So I'm just being honest.
Keep it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Yeah. You know. So I like it. And everybody that knows me, I don't take it off. I don't take it off. I sleep with it. I take a shower with it. I eat with it. It don't come off my neck unless I have to, you know, I'm going somewhere where I got to take it off.
That.
Yeah, but other than that, TSA gave me a hard time about it. They gave me a real hard time about it.
But then to get it through, it's that. That's
yeah, it. I definitely got it through. I took it off, but even when it went through the belt, they gave me a real hard time. But, you know, that's TSA.
That's what they did.
I got through and I got on my flight. My flight, I was safe.
And you did that, and
I landed.
How about that?
And I'm back.
And we're back. Well, sir, once again, let them know where they can
follow
your name and where they can find you on social media.
All right, my name is Brandon White. You can find me on Facebook at Brandon White. I think my profile picture is with me and my son. On Instagram, it's bwhite34, all together. My style sheet is www.stylesheet.com/Brandon White. If you can't get on style sheet, you can have my number. It's 317-612-7673.
And if y'all came back with that much information, y'all not looking.
I ain't looking.
All right, so check my friend out. As a matter of fact, go on and let them know what other do you have to talk. The other business.
I can do that right after. I mean, you know, I didn't.
Go on and let them know what other business you got on. We don't wrap it up. I know you got somewhere to be.
I am tax prepared.
Tax time is coming.
Right around the corner, baby. You can still use that same contact information that I gave you previously. And the company name is BBM Tax Service. So be on the lookout for that. Oh, also, Be the Hands Relaxation and Wellness Apparel will be available after Thanksgiving. Be looking out for some promotions. I'm giving away T-shirts. I'm giving away hats, goalie hats, hoodies with Be the Hands Relaxation patch on there. So that'll be coming after Thanksgiving. Probably Black Friday, I'm going to drop some stuff.
I'll be looking for my hood.
Yes, I got you. I got you. Yep.
That's what I said.
All right. Thank you for having me, guys. Greatly appreciated.
But I'm just amazed at how many jobs every time I see you add another. What you were doing the last time you came, we talked about that.
That was me, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wasn't even an esthetician.
No, you were not.
That was me.
And I quit that school. And I'm like,
I got my esthetician like, man, I'm back to being an instructor.
They weren't instructing me either.
Yeah, I'm instructing now.
Well, let them know where you're instructor
at. The Fuquay Institute of Beauty Culture, located at 40, that's my address, 7061 Twin Oaks Drive, 46226. That's right off of 37th and Shaylin in front of Keaton Square.
Come learn how to do some hair the right way, not how to teach it. But
I don't do hair. I can teach skin care stuff.
But you know what? It's a lot of y'all probably y'all got a hair if you did. Y'all see y'all paying for them bundles, but just you packing that makeup, looking like a whole other person. Oh, quit scaring people. Stop doing that catfish stuff. When you bring them home, they don't look like the person you brought in, the person you went to sleep with, and the person you wake up with. That's because your skin is probably tore up from the blow up. And you got to cover up who you are.
Come on,
and get the skin right, get the back tight, get some hot rocks, some nice oil and such and such. Get your feet in and play with, call and dip and prayer for wax. All kind of services.
Come on.
God, enjoy this holiday season in a relaxed moment. Don't let the holiday stress you out. Y'all get relaxed with my guy Brandon White.
Hey.
Relaxation.
Be the hand. Relaxation.
Be the hand. Relaxation. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank Brandon White for coming in. And once again, we don't just do relaxation and esthetician stuff. He also does taxes.
Do a lot of everything.
He do a lot of whole bunch of stuff. So check him out on his Brandon White page if you're looking for it. It's
stylepeak.com/Brandon White.
So, ladies, come on in, and gentlemen. Some of y'all, come and get y'all face did, too. Y'all say y'all can't wear makeup, but you can have your face looking deep. Y'all got all. Y'all look like y'all got them candy bars. I'm just saying.
Don't do
it. If you want somebody to touch your face, be touchable.
Hey, free
message.
Message.
But right, seriously, if you want to be touched, you have to be willing to be a touchable person. Seriously. You have to want, if you want somebody to smell you, you have to be smelling good. You know what I mean? So attract what you are. If you look good, you attract good people. You hope you do. But anyway, I digress. We're going to wrap it up. That would be Brandon over there in his Indian way. We go down, wrap it up about a quarter till. And I thank everybody for tuning in this evening. So, do you want to give a shout out before we go?
Shout out to everybody that's lost somebody close to me. Shout out to my buddy Anye. Keep your head up. I know it's a hard time for you. You're in my prayers, kids are in my prayers, the family. Anybody that lost somebody, something they couldn't control. My heart goes out to you, Lyle. I love you.
Amen and amen. Amir, would you like to shout out? Okay. Well, I'm going to first give a shout out to all those politicians that won last night in the Democratic Party, that is. We know about it. Okay, watch out enough. If you're a Republican, you might need to go find somebody else to show the shout out or get those little lessons from, and if you ain't gonna get them here. Andre Carson, shout out to you, to all my female, all my ladies, first time senators. Stacey Abrams, I still got my fingers crossed for you, baby girl. We still waiting on Georgia to come in. We ain't giving up hope. Keep hope alive. To all those who did not win but came close, understand that there's always another time. Don't give up, and we appreciate all your effort that you made. You're not forgotten, and we're not going to give up on y'all, so please don't give up on us. Some of us can't run for office, but we do support those that came. And I want to give a shout-out first and foremost to the Lord above who makes all things possible. And from whom all blessings flow, to my mom and my dad, Gordon and Sheila Merritt. Holidays is coming. Thank God, I wish y'all was here. But I hope y'all shining down with glory and proud of your baby girl. To those who tuned in this evening, New Beat Radio, thank you, thank you. Facebook, Blog Talk, everyone that participated, whether you spoke, commented, whatever you did, we appreciate your support. It could have been anywhere else that you chose to take it with us. And for that, we are grateful. We hope that you share this, take time to share this video with your friends on your page. Don't take time to share a message and to promote another business. If you have a business you like promoted, please tune in, inbox us, or check us out. We would love to promote you as well. God bless you. Have a safe weekend. This weekend, y'all get ready for these holidays. Please be safe out here. The weather is changing. It's supposed to snow for some of y'all. So please be safe so that I can see y'all. Please just let y'all know, probably going to be a little bit of partying next weekend because next Friday, or next week, because next Friday is my birthday. I'll be 50 again. So nice I had to do it twice. So be a little something going on. So if you would like to come and attend, please inbox me and let me know in advance. Let me know. You must let us know in advance. Ain't no pop-up because we don't need to go a lot. We don't have no crashers. All of them up in the building. So with that being said, y'all stay blessed. And like you said, for those who lost someone you love, we praying for you. We not alone. Our condolences. Y'all be safe out here because all those locked up, we praying for you too. Take care. God bless you. Good night. Thank you.